Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Steven Henderson joins us on today's program to discuss the returning race to end AHC, a disease his daughter Estella has battled since she was born and causes sudden paralysis and pain for hours or even days.
What is AHC and how has it impacted Estella's life and your family's life over these past few years now?
Thank you, Andrew. It's a pleasure to be back. I always appreciate your willingness and the radio station's willingness to host and give me an opportunity to talk about a cause that's very near and dear to my heart. So my daughter Estella, at 8 months of life, was diagnosed with an ultra-rare neurological disorder known as AHC. AHC is short for alternating hemiplegia of childhood. AHC is an ultra-rare neurological disorder that impacts every aspect of her life, her mental cognition, her physical ability, every part of her life. So imagine a child who has seven neurological disorders all bottled up into one tiny little body. It's like watching your child sometimes have a stroke, sometimes have a seizure, sometimes go paralyzed, sometimes have muscle weakness, sometimes have full body painful muscle, uncontrollable muscle flexion. And this is a reality of our daily life. So for Estella, we sometimes say that there are many triggers to her disorder, and triggers vary for different kids. But for example, because she's fairly disabled, we were told when she was born that it could be possible that she would never walk. Now, in the last year, we are celebrating the fact that she did learn to walk. We like to say lovingly, it's not pretty, but she's doing it. And if she overexerts herself, if she gets too hot, if she gets too cold, sometimes a bath, sometimes just being too tired, all these things will trigger an episode. And so episodes can look like this. One moment she is shuffling across the floor to play. I'll give you an example. This actually happened last night. I was sitting in her room. We were playing tea. And she got up and walked into the hallway. She came back and she showed me her hand. And she has learned some sign and she showed me on her hand. Her hand was starting to flex uncontrollably. Within about 30 seconds, she'd lost usage of her right arm. Within about a minute, I was in the middle of a work project. I was trying to print some letters to fundraise, actually. In the amount of time from when she showed me her hand to 2 minutes later when I was printing the letters, she had gone completely paralyzed. And she was like that for the next 30 minutes. Now her episodes, they can last seconds. They can last the longest she's had, 12 days of muscle weakness, of full body paralysis, of uncontrollable muscle movements. And this happens on a regular basis. We're on, I wouldn't say a pattern, but right now, the last few months, she has a few good days, and then good days are what we say when we don't see any episodes. And then she goes down for anywhere between 4 to 7 days. And when we say go down, meaning, you know, she's lost usage of her hands. Lately, it's been full body paralysis that we've really been struggling with. And that is a daily part of our reality. So when we go to school, for example, this morning, we sent her to school and she was okay. At school, she went completely down. She's at home right now, kind of functional, not really. And so that's a part of our daily reality. And so what I'm doing is I'm a member of the board of directors for the Alternating Hemiplegia of Childhood Foundation. And we are a nonprofit parent-run organization that are fundraising to create the science to create the cure for our children. But because it's so rare, it impacts 1 in 1 million children. It's completely underfunded because simply nobody's heard about it. So our first order of business is to get people aware of how devastating and how cruel of a disease this is. Then to raise money so that we can fund the research. We are going to create the science to create the cure for my daughter's disease. We are very proud to say, as a parent-run organization, everybody on the board of trustees is personally impacted by this because we are all almost exclusively parents who have children with AHC. As a small business, people can appreciate the fact that 95 cents out of every dollar we raise goes directly towards funding research. We've been able to lower our overhead costs to such that only 5 cents is needed for daily operations. And in fact, we believe we're going to be able to improve that. So 95 cents of every dollar directly funding this. A lot of people ask the question, So what are the donations go to? What are you fundraising? That's a great question. We're raising money to send to create contracts with scientists to try to create the science to cure the disorder. Because it's a genetic disorder, that means the science has to go towards gene editing, meaning scientists, we know this with several diseases that have had this happen in the last 5 years or so, you can actually go in and alter the human's DNA to correct the gene that is incorrect. So we have three options that we're trying. We have three major research projects that we're doing. One is we call the AAV gene therapy project, where, to simplify it, you fix the bad gene. We have another one where it's called gene editing, where you go in and you rewrite the gene to make it better. Or the third option called ASO, which is you go in and you make the bad thing stop working and see if the body will start functioning properly if you simply turn that bad gene off. So we're funding what I would say three veins, all driving towards the ultimate goal of creating the science to save our children.
And you're bringing the event back coming up on Sunday the 2nd. A lot less, I would say, registration kind of things you were telling me about, but still, you want the community to come out. Obviously, consider a donation, that's number one. But two, maybe get together and reconnect with friends and maybe come see you, ask some questions, all the above, coming up on the 2nd at Pella Christian.
Yeah, so our race, we have our annual walk on Sunday, October 2, from 1 to 3. No registration for the event. Come and go as you please. Come walk and support not only Estella, but all children with this devastating disorder. And if people so feel, if they feel called to donate in whatever amount they feel, we like to tell people that every donation, no matter if people think that it's large or small, every dollar, every dime, every nickel, every penny makes a difference in our cause, because we're such an unknown disorder. And so yeah, community support. I can't thank the people of Pella enough for the love and support in the schools that we felt, from administration all the way down to classroom teachers and aides, to businesses in the community who have supported our event, to individuals who have supported our event. So this is a day to show support not only for us, but ultimately for our cause and for all people, children and adults who are suffering from this terrible disorder.
Once again, the race to end AHC in Pella returns to Pella Christian High School on October 2nd. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacabrales.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.